This is Time Out with the Psalms. We're today looking at a morning psalm, Psalm 5, not M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G as in grief, but morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, something to do early in the day. J. Vernon McGee thinks that Psalms 4, 5, 6, and 7 are a bridge between two messianic psalms, Psalm 3 and Psalm 8, and you can look at that. It's an interesting study. In the beginning of Psalm 5, we have an announcement that it's to the chief musician upon Neheloth. Some writers think that these inscriptions have to do with musical notations. Some think they might have to do with theological statements. One writer thinks that Neheloth was perhaps some kind of flute, or it's a time for an occasion for this psalm, a festival day or a special day. We don't know. One of the joys of heaven will be to hear these psalms sung as they were originally written to be sung, but also perhaps to learn some of those details. I want to read the psalm, then we'll have a few comments and then prayer. Psalm 5, I give ear to my words. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Mark thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward parts is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Psalm 5 is a psalm of request. He asked God to hear his cry in the morning. David's troubled by the enemies that he has. And one of the sure things that David wants to establish is that David's enemies are God's enemies. Or I guess we should say it's important that God's enemies be our enemies. When people persecute us, we want to make sure it's for righteousness' sake or for the cause of Christ and not because of our own sin or our own selfishness. So David wants to establish himself in the line of battle as on the Lord's side, and so should we. Therefore, if we're on the Lord's side, those who oppose the work of God, the will of God, the word of God, we can ask God to deal with them. We can ask God to judge them, to punish them as he sees fit. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. And even in the imprecatory psalms where the psalmist is calling down judgment, we have to remember that he is leaving that decision in God's hand. He's leaving that determination in God's purpose. So as David cries out for help, he reminds the Lord that he seeks God first. I'm always reminded of Matthew 6, where the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that's true in the morning. And I think it's well to begin the day with prayer and Bible study. And when we ask God for wisdom, where else would we expect to find that wisdom but revealed in the scripture? Even as we ask God to speak to us in truth and reveal to us truth, where would we find that truth but in the word of God? So search the scriptures and learn about Jesus Christ, learn about the will of God and the way of God, and the Bible is our sure foundation. He contrasts God's words with the words of evil men. God's word stands forever. evil men speak their words, and he uses the term leasing here, which means temporary. There's no trustworthiness in them. They speak one thing, and the next day it's changed. There's no confidence in their words. That's the opposite of what we can do with God's word. God's word stands forever. God's promises are sure, never changing, and we can rejoice in that. And even when his enemies, God's enemies, and perhaps our enemies, seem to prosper for a while, God will not have it. He will not let it stand forever. There will be a day of accountability. There will be a judgment. May we be thankful that we're in the will of God, hidden in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we'll leave the judgment of others to the hand of God. Let's pray. Father, we pray you bless this fifth psalm to our hearts this morning, that we would trust in you, thankful for your word that stands forever, thankful for your will and your way you've made clear to us. Father, when those who oppose the work of God and the will of God, and yes, sometimes even the people of God, we ask that we would leave them in your hand, deal with them as you might see fit. If in your mercy you would save them as you've saved us, we would thank you for it. If they reject your gospel and your grace, we ask you to deal with them after your sovereign purposes. Protect us, help us, and may we cry out to you first thing every morning as we do now, in Jesus' name.